I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From the Apostrophe Podcast Network.
Aggressor Adventures. For over 35 years, we've designed adventure vacations around the world, helping travelers experience the majesty of the oceans and the call of the wild on our dive trips, river cruises, and safaris. From the Galapagos Islands and the South Pacific to the land of the Pharaohs on the Nile River, with personalized service in every vacation destination. Aggressor, adventures of a lifetime.
You're surviving life with Les Stroud. This is part one of my interview, well, mostly it's morning coffee and jam session, with the artist known as Aradia. It really is more of a chilled-out morning with coffee and a couple of musicians kind of moment. Not so much an interview. Inasmuch as it has been a privilege and honor for me to meet a lot of well-known artists and creators, it's equally so to meet many talented artists over the course of my lifetime that aren't so well-known, but who are every bit as talented, and they just keep on giving. I have many artist friends like this, and a new one in recent years is Aradia. The best thing for me about Aradia as an artist is you can't pin her down to one thing. She keeps on creating, keeps on bearing her soul, keeps on inspiring women, and girls, and men too, and that is always to be admired in an artist. Someone who just keeps the output and outflow of their creativity happening. To help you understand her now, she describes herself as a conscious Indietronica artist. From her Facebook page, Aradia Music, her introduction reads thusly. Aradia is a self-produced, multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter that brings something with originality and depth to the world of alternative pop. Her progressive building arrangements echo elements of Robin, Marina, Blondie, and Roosevelt, artfully blending new disco, 80s guitar rock, and modern electronica. Born in the New York City metropolitan area and studying music from early childhood, she, after a sojourn to Seattle and Los Angeles, where she fine-tuned her craft and her sound, went back to New York City to focus on live performances and to release a string of anthemic singles. She now continues to do so from Long Island Sound in Connecticut. Well, what I got to experience of Aradia was purely solo and acoustic. No drum machines, no Blondie. Not that I have anything against Blondie. I don't want to break her heart of glass. I was just happy to discover Aradia's ability to mellow out and in doing so, express a soft and sultry voice, easily perfect for a coffee house anywhere, anytime. To set the stage, we were in my living room with Peter Cleese joining us on guitar, and what you're about to hear is some early morning, very loose jamming. Minimal chatting also. Just a fun coffee-induced morning jam session. These are the words of Aradia.
I had to go there. Like, I had to live there for a while because it was a bubble. You know, everybody recycles, never see anybody littering. There's never a dead animal on the road because people will get into a car accident before they hit an animal. I mean, it sounds like a wild generalization, but it's true.
Wishing that I could be among the trees and listening to the songs of birds and bees there disappearing so quickly.
Dealing with reality is something that it took me a really long time to be able to do. Accepting the fact that it's going to be this way for a while, and it is this way now, regardless of how long it's going to be like this. It's this way now. So your resistance to what is what causes your suffering, and I fully believe that.
We are from an M-class planet. Everything we knew is gold. Our world just could not stand it. So now we are moving on. We are from an M-class planet.
Don't you hate the solo intro sections?
All right, here
we go. It's better when you start off with like, and the whole band kicks in.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We're searching for another place to call our own. Will we find one to accommodate our needs? A place where we can stay, another home. We are from an M-class planet. Everything we knew is gold. Our world just could not stand it. So now we are moving on. We are from an M-class planet. Things at home went terribly wrong. Looking for an M-class planet. Will our journey be very long? Losing track of hours and of days. Who knows what time is anyway? When you're in vacuum, coming into a new system soon. We're headed for a certain moon, where there might be room. Our disaster.
Gets your goat.
Oh,
is there a specific cause that you're like, I can't believe they're doing this? Or is there, do you get involved? What's getting your goat these days?
Lots of things. I have to like totally avoid a lot of social media and the news for
really?
Sure. Oh yeah. I get way, way too like amped up about it. Like one of my biggest challenges of being here at all is dealing with my righteous indignation about things in general. So I kind of don't understand how people do things like, I mean,
callously.
Just
throw food out the window on the freeway.
You literally just read my mind.
Yeah.
So when I lived in Seattle, I had to go there. Like I had to live there for a while because it was a bubble. You know, everybody recycles, never see anybody littering. There's never a dead animal on the road because people will get into a car accident before they hit an animal. I mean, it sounds like a wild generalization, but it's true. Mm. it was for my own self-preservation that I stayed there as long as I did, because you can hide from the reality of the rest of the world. So, you know, I get upset about the water situation in the Dakotas, the pipeline. I get upset about ivory, the ivory trade. It's disgusting and sickening. I get super upset when I hear things about the dolphin, the mass killings of dolphins or people whaling in different parts of the world. It's more about just the planet in general. I guess like the umbrella issue that really gets me is how many people there are and how mindless everybody is about how many people we have on the planet. When we look at all of our problems, a lack of water, a lack of food or whatever, the dwindling habitat of countless species, it really comes down to the fact that there's too many people.
For me, what ends up happening is we end up leading a life of conflict. We can't escape these lives of conflict that we lead.
Right.
You flew on an airplane to get here.
Right.
You have any idea how much jet fuel it took just for your body? How much pollution was expelled? I own a truck. But we can lambaste ourselves and live in guilt and be and do nothing, you know, or understand that, all right, it's a modern society full of lives of conflict that we must lead, but that doesn't mean we can't live better.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because it's going to be this way for a while, and it is this way now, regardless of how long it's going to be like this. It's this way now. So your resistance to what is what causes your suffering, and I fully believe that. So I had to finally get to a point where I recognized that, yeah, we have trucks, and we're not divorced from oil or anywhere near it. So what I committed to was, I'm going to do the best I can with my little corner of the planet. So I drive an electric vehicle, which would clearly not work up here, but it works.
Yeah. Well, then that's why I have a truck. Look where I live.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you, it's, you have to do what works for where you are. So it was a very difficult transition for me to move to Los Angeles, where we're in a drought and I'm driving past people who are watering their lawns. You want to talk about getting my goat right now? I'm on Twitter about that a lot. No, the drought's not over just because it rained a bunch this year. Yeah. So to me, it's like act locally, and locally meaning like at home. So my first commitment when it comes to that stuff is to not be a hypocrite.
Yeah, no, that's a very good distinction to make. Act locally is really nebulous. But when you say, no, act locally at home, and of course in your neighborhood, but it's, you're right. It's act locally does mean at home.
Yeah, and I'm pretty obsessive. Like I'll pick up dog poop when I see it, and I leave notes for people and thank them for no-scaping their property, you know, when they remove their grass. And I recycle everything. I'll take it to a place if I have to. I don't throw anything out. If it's still in good condition, I give it away to someone I know, or I donate it. And not to sound all like nobody's perfect, right? I do what I can. I make mistakes. And and like you said, there's that life of conflict. I mean, there are going to be times when, you know, I can't recycle something and I have to throw it in the garbage, like electronics and batteries. Like, what do I do with those? I don't know. So I do the best I can, but I think the biggest thing I try to do is, again, in a non-preachy way, try to educate people. You know, if I see somebody doing something that's totally mindless, I try in a really gentle way, if it's appropriate, or if I feel like it's appropriate, to sort of just plant a seed of, hey, did you know that like doing that can cause blah, blah, blah. And what's amazing to me is how few people mean to do, like, it's not like they're actively being mindless about it. They literally are just not thinking. And when you catch them and you say something, more often than not, they're like, oh man, like I never thought of that.
It's a very easy slope to slip down. I face it here all the time. Huntsville, Ontario, Canada happens to be a place that's really friendly for recycling. You can recycle even the thin plastic bags.
Oh, wow.
There's other places you can't. And so I have three large containers for recycling and one garbage container. But the minute I have a lot of people here, if I have a party, I mean, unless I'm going to be the garbage Nazi, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's really, and I find myself going, seriously? Seriously? There's three blue bins here with cans and
right.
bottles in them, and you just threw the can
right.
in the garbage. Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's, I become that guy, you know, mm-hmm. I become very frustrated at at that. But then what do? You're at a party.
Right.
You know, but what are you going to do? Spoil the party? You know, rain on everybody's parade? And so, I'm left sometimes wondering, trying to figure out what to do in those scenarios. So this leads me to a great place. I mean, one of the things we can do is we write songs.
Right.
Would you want to be involved in a festival of artists and musicians and where the whole festival and the whole purpose was to celebrate nature and reconnect people to nature as well as inform about issues of nature?
Yeah, I've been looking for that festival for years.
Yeah, okay.
Literally.
Because, you know, one of the issues we run into as artists, and it happens all the time, it's happening with the recent election and all of that sort of stuff, is actors, for example, will say stuff while they're winning their award and that. And a lot of times they get lumped in, I call it the bleeding hearts and artists.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm really conscious of the reality of things, I think, a lot of times, including really altruistic thinking, you know, and beautiful, heartfelt thinking. But to me, there's always like, yeah, but what's the reality side? It's like in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and Jim Carrey's acting as the Grinch, and at one point he says in the movie, he goes, "Bleeding hearts of the world, unite!" Because he's sick to his stomach of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's just a comedy thing. It's funny that you're a Trekkie, because I actually do like drawing profound moments from silly films, like we talked about Paul.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's
in Men in Black, mm-hmm. which is a silly comedy movie, space, you know, special effects, sci-fi. But he's, you know, Will Smith says, "Well, come on, man, people are smart." And he goes, No. He goes, "A person is smart. People are stupid and prone to." It's like, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I want to go meet that writer because that's a good point.
Absolutely.
A person is smart. But when you get people banded together, like at my party here at a house, individually, these are friends of mine. They all know what recycling is. They're intelligent individuals. but put in the pack mentality, throw in a bit of alcohol, and stuff is being thrown in the garbage right beside a recycling bin.
Yep.
And that whole, you just like, don't, you know, you're like, okay, really? So I just find that, to me, taking this as an artist and going into places where we write about it in our songs, or we, you know, I want to actually focus on festivals that do this, I think is a great place for us to go. So
yeah.
I'll use that as a segue. What's the next song you want to do, and what's it about? And hopefully hopefully the band will return.
Yeah.
Step in.
So this next song doesn't really have a title. I've been calling it Car. It's something that I started a really long time ago when I was a teenager and just finished recently because it was just kind of hanging there in the back of my head. And this song is just kind of about walking through a city landscape and sort of wishing that I was in nature.
Interesting. Okay. Peter, you here?
Yep.
And a one.
Ladies and
a two.
Gentlemen, Peter Klisch taking the stage. I better sit up and play. I don't know. We're playing a song
that bossa
that took Heredia 20 years of her life to write.
It's just the wind and I as I make my way as things are changing so quickly. And I see what no one else sees, that it's real, more than anyone could know. And I go to places you don't even know. My mind is my car. places you don't even know exist with my mind, because my mind is my car.
Very nice. Glad you finished that song.
If you like this podcast, please be sure to check out my interview with prolific and immensely talented artist Pearson Ross on Surviving Life with Les Stroud. You know what? Aggressor Adventures, while being the largest liveaboard dive operation in the world, is so much more. They have safaris and excursions to the corners of the globe, exciting opportunities to see vast archaeology, history, and natural wonders. I've been traveling and diving with them for years, and I cannot endorse them enough for being simply the best there is at making sure your worldwide adventure is a safe, comfortable, and exciting one. Take it from a guy who has done a lot of adventuring. Who do I travel with on my vacations? Aggressor Adventures.
You're surviving life with Les Stroud.
So why don't I do one?
Yes,
we'll
break
it up a little bit. Why don't we do Arctic? Let's do Arctic Mysteries. That'll break
yes. me up. I'm going to put my guitar not here so I don't look like a total loser because I'm not going to play on it.
Is there a sea in Arctic?
There's the Arctic Sea, yes.
I knew that's where you were going to go with that.
All right, so let's do that again. So this song is interesting that we talked earlier about sort of the yin and the yang and sort of the feminine masculine spirit. And I have no way of avoiding the fact that I usually come on the yang side of the equation, which is fine. But then, you know, often times beauty can be captured when you kind of force yourself to go to the other side. In other words, for me, to force myself to be soft and sensitive. But I happen to be working with a co-writer named Brian Potvin, and he's an excellent writer. And Brian tends to write on the positive side, the uplifting side, major chords, that sort of thing. Okay. I tend to do, you know, the more minor chords, vibey, moody, you know, darker lyrics. You put the two together and you get, you know, sometimes some really interesting things. So Brian had come up with this, you know, and we were talking about doing it really icy sounding because it was to represent the Arctic. And by being forced into a chord structure by my co-writer, I instantly just wrote lyrics and melody that were meant to celebrate nature.
I love this song so much.
Well, thank you. But usually at home I'd be like, we're all gonna die, we're going to hell in a handbag, and the world's going to shit.
Yeah, so, I hear ya.
So this is Arctic Mistress. And so yeah, just feel free to sing along.
I'm honored to do this live.
I just fucked that up so
bad. Yeah, because it was feel.
I went to the wrong lyric and you knew it.
I totally knew it. All right.
Let's see if there was a C in this.
And a one and a two.
she cares. How she cares.
That's part one. Make sure you check out part two of my morning coffee and jam session with Aradia, or as well, a very similar interview jam session set up with the artist Pearson Ross.
This podcast is, as the saying used to go, brought to you by Aggressor Adventures. Choose your adventure. Surviving Life with Les Stroud is presented by the Apostrophe Podcast Network and is mixed by Keith Ullman. You're surviving life with me, Les Stroud. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Survivor Man Les Stroud, as I have hundreds of videos there and more going up every week. From Survivor Man Archive to Bigfoot to wild harvesting tips to urban disaster survival, it's all there and it's all free. My brand new series, Wild Harvest, featuring local foraging and turning those wild edibles into sumptuous dishes, is now on National Geographic Asia, PBS stations in the United States, and Cottage Life Television in Canada. The brand new special, Surviving Disasters with Les Stroud, is now on a PBS station near you in the United States or on my YouTube channel. And my brand new children's book, Wild Outside, written for your kids. It's all about getting your kids into the out of doors. And it's out now. Google it. I'm an easy find on Google for those and so much more that I produce during any given year, no matter what's happening on the world stage. We'll figure this life out together. Cue that ripping harmonica solo, Keith.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.